Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
I've known many evil places in my time, but this realm, called Barovia, is among the most dangerous. A man could drown here, though he wouldn't need any water to do so. This place is ruled by a man, no, more a creature actually, known as Strahd von Zarovich. It is said that anyone who can slay him will be set free. If they don't die in the attempt, of course.
Pip, you feel as if you have no secrets with Ludmilla.
That's a bad feeling.
Kill him. The automatons attack. They have advantage.
Well, this is me, boys. Mm.
The first attack reduces you to 0 hit points. Mm-hmm. Pip, everything goes dark.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
The second attack gives you 2 failed saving throws.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good to know I've got another not dead yet up my sleeve.
What's
yeah.
that card do?
If I die, or if I fall unconscious and need to roll death saving throws, I can automatically stabilize.
Spend it now, because the third attack would kill you.
Okay, hey, let's stabilize, baby. Hoo-ha, hoo-ha, all right. Hoo-ha.
So, the third attack...
Oh, God.
The third attack instead reduces you to 2 failed saving throws. You are bleeding out again.
That's fine. That's okay.
Good to hear.
Then... another one attacks you, Hector, but because you passed, it doesn't have advantage.
Okay.
That is a hit, a miss, and a hit.
Okay.
Heck you. Yeah, heck. And am I right?
Heck
you. Oh, that's a few ones. 10, 16, 20 points, 26 points of damage.
Okay. Great to hear.
I've got you on 22 hit points.
I'll take it.
All right. That was... oh, no. There's one more creature left. What is she going to do with that last one? Kill the spy. No. Grab the spy. The last one attempts to grapple Pirin. Pirin is grappled.
Okay.
Bring him here.
Okay.
The last automaton grabbing Pirin drags him. No, 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 no. Pirin puts both of his heels into the carpet and the carpet begins bunching underneath his heels as it drags him in front of Ludmilla. Lower his head.
Oh, God.
The automaton lowers Pirin's head and
Pirin's not coming back from this one.
Forces it into biting distance. That is, however, that is its turn. Hector, it's your turn.
Okay.
Ludmilla bites.
Okay.
Damn.
Pirin takes 8 points of piercing damage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Pirin, you're so weak. And then he takes a further 4 points of necrotic damage, which Ludmilla heals.
Okay.
And that then it is, Hector, your turn.
Okay, I guess let's have a little bit of a...
God, I love legendary actions.
A bit of a shit rep here. Yeah. So we've got 3 automatons. Mm-hmm. They are all not wounded, or they're...
One of them is pretty badly damaged. The one that downed Pip is pretty badly wounded. But there's one right next to you, and there's one holding Pirin for Ludmilla.
Okay. And let's see, we've got Pirin is being grappled. Cavendish is in a bad way.
Cavendish, actually, if you look across at Cavendish, assessing the room, Cavendish, looking back at you, says, worry about yourself and Pip, I'll take the tiefling.
Okay, we've got the Burgermaster, she's pretty largely on...
Yeah, she's unmolested. She's
fine. Yeah, the Burgermaster's doing fine, yeah.
She's doing fine. And I guess Ludmilla is, how's she looking?
She isn't bloodied.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. She's a bit hurt.
Mm-hmm. And if I was to get to Pip, that would be...
an attack of op.
Op.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a strength? No, dex saving throw to avoid? What is that?
It would be your armor class.
And my armor class is 16.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, 18 with your shield.
Mm. 18 with my shield. Can I get to Pip in now, like one turn?
If you wanted to make an acrobatics check to jump the desk. Athletics, actually, to be, sorry.
That's better. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to try and get to Pip.
Fuck.
You leap the desk. As you do so, though, the automaton gets an attack on you. That's a hit.
Damn it.
You feel a scoring, searing pain in your back. You take 17 points of damage.
Cool.
Okay.
You land next to Pip and the automaton there.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Right, well, right. I give Pip is now on 16 health.
Yeah.
Okay.
I lay on hands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you're a monster hunter. Hunt. And I gesture to Ludmilla and everything else here.
Okay.
Yes, it would be really nice if you would hunt.
Okay.
Kieran says, actually, no. He says, that's right. What he says, actually.
Right. Okay.
That was Hector. It is the Mook's turn.
The Mook's.
Don't worry, boss.
Mook Brigade!
Boo! Foo. They fire at the badly damaged automaton. Hit, critical miss.
Somebody's going to lose another arrow.
So tragic. They deal 16 points of damage total.
Okay.
And Ricochet, make a DC 14 dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, take half the weapon's damage and you are blinded for a D4 rounds. Passes.
Okay, phew.
Anyway, that is the Mook's turn. It's Pirin's turn. Pirin struggles to get free, but he has disadvantage because two people are grappling him. He fails.
Okay.
Pirin cannot get free. It's Ludmilla's turn.
Oh, fuck.
Ludmilla, oh, wait, I forgot she could do this. Before her turn begins, she uses a legendary action to bite Pirin.
Right. That's fine.
Pirin takes 6 points of piercing.
We can bring him back if he gets vampired. So that's some small, I'll figure it out. Some. I brought people back from being a werewolf before, so have you. We can do it for vampires.
And his maximum is reduced by 9, which Ludmilla heals. It's Ludmilla's turn. She regenerates 10 hit points.
Okay.
You've done so little damage.
I know.
We know.
Okay. She bites Pirin. Pirin takes 8 points of piercing damage.
Pirin, get out of the way, man.
And a further 5 necrotic, which Ludmilla heals.
Okay.
He has lost so much blood.
We all have. We've all lost blood, okay?
Not like Pirin.
Mm-hmm.
Then it is John Cavendish's turn. Ludmilla, legendary actions. Pirin loses 9 more hit points.
Pirin's gonna die. You've killed Pirin.
I maybe have, maybe hasn't. And he takes 10 necrotic damage.
I don't.
How are we gonna.
Witch Ludmilla.
What's the. She's probably back to full now.
She's 5 off 4.
Yep.
Okay. That was Ludmilla's legendary. It's John's turn. John, he said he was going to handle this, and by golly, he's going to. He swings with his cavalry saber and attacks 3 times. He hit, critical, hit.
Nice.
Something. Okay. Good.
Something for our side.
As he swings, you see the cavalry saber, little icicles trail in its wake. Ooh. It looks like there's some magic to this weapon.
That's good.
Nosebleed, maximum damage, and roll the damage dice again.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
So that's 27 and 28 points of damage.
Hell yeah.
Great news.
It seems pretty good.
That's something.
It'll take her a lot of drinking Pirin to get that back.
Pirin doesn't have enough hit points to get all of that back.
Okay.
Pirin is. Do you want to know what Pirin's
saying? No, don't tell me. No, thank you.
It'll stress me out.
No.
That was Cavendish's turn.
Okay.
Then,
okay.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. Cavendish then just slams his elbow into Ludmilla. Sorry, he has a bonus action still. He fucks it up, unfortunately.
Okay.
He tries to wedge himself in between.
Yeah.
It's the Burgermaster's turn. John Cavendish tries to wedge himself in between Ludmilla and Pirin, but Ludmilla bites Pirin.
Oh my god.
Pirin takes 9 points of piercing damage.
Pirin. Dodge.
Get out of there, Piran.
He can't. He wants to.
All I'm hearing is a lot of, like, I want to and not doing it.
A lot of I wanna, not I'm gonna.
Yeah.
And 7 points of necrotic.
Oh, my God.
Which Ludmilla he
God held. Damn it.
The Burgermaster, she looks like she's about to attack Ludmilla, but then assessing the room, she instead, with a careful, practiced eye, she creates that wall of ice again.
Mm-hmm.
She very carefully carves a line through the room to try to hit only the... She can't hit the one holding Piran, but the other two automatons, she tries to hit just them.
Okay.
Both of them make saving throws. Both of them fail.
Okay, perfect. That's good. Soup them.
She destroys one and then gravely wounds the other one. So you're down to two currently. One wounded, which is where it's the one where you were, Hector, on the other side of the desk. And there's the other one holding Piran, which is undamaged.
Cool.
That was the Burgermaster's turn. Pip, it's your turn.
Okay.
Ludmilla.
Yeah, I was about to say, shouldn't
our good mate Ludmilla have a little drink?
She deals 8 points of piercing and 9 necrotic.
Oh, my God.
Fucking hell, dude.
Calm down.
Okay. Pip, it's your turn.
Okay. I would like to cast fire a spray shot, which I hit every enemy within a 30-foot cone. Each attack's damage is rolled individually.
Okay.
To try and hit Ludmilla, the remaining one that has Piran, and the one near me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what damage type are you using?
I'll make it acid, because I can't do any specific damage.
Because if fire, like, she does, would fire make her run away
Piran? I'll make it fire.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I'll make it fire. Of course.
You critical hit one of the automatons. Sweet. You hit Ludmilla, but you miss the other one.
Ah.
Neck wound. Oh, this one's good. Quadruple damage.
Hell yes.
That's a good one.
Monster hunter hunt.
Holy shit, quadruple damage. That'll be, is that 8d6? Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
8d6,
4d10.
Hell yeah.
This is going to be pretty devastating.
Why was this not on Ludmilla? That would have been good. Still, whatever.
Hey, it's fine.
55 points of damage. You destroy an automaton.
Yes.
You absolutely demolish one of the automatons, leaving one left.
Mm-hmm.
Then your other attack hits Ludmilla and deals 10 points of damage. She begins screaming and lets go of Piran.
Okay. Oh. Thank God.
Oh. Oh. Piran looks at you. You can see through the holes in his neck.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
He tries to cough, but it comes out of the holes instead. Ugh. Piran is very deathly pale now.
Yep.
All right. Then it is... fuck, why didn't she do that from the beginning? That was so clever, getting the creature to hold him. Then it is... It's very funny as well, because she's out of legendary actions, so... Yeah.
That's nice.
Phew.
She wasn't going to be doing that anymore this round anyway.
Yeah. Oh,
it's the automaton's turn. Ludmilla says, "Kill the assassin. Defend me." The automaton thunk slams Piran once into the ground.
Yeah.
Piran falls still.
Okay. Okay. Fuck. Okay.
Right here.
But he goes to the future.
Then it rounds on, you're the nearest one, and you made her scream, Pip. So.
Hey, that's okay.
Miss hits.
Okay, that's fine.
You take... Everything goes dark, Pip.
Well,
you're on
missed
zero.
Missed me. You ignore damage from one attack.
Oh, okay.
I'm using it. Fuck it.
You're on 16.
Yep. Sure is. Okay, cool. Great news.
Oh my God, dude. Okay. Oh my God.
That was the automaton's turn. It's Hector, your turn.
What? How were the automatons being controlled?
They seem to be following just orders.
They seem to be following orders. So, I look towards the engineer, the halfling.
He's unconscious.
I look towards him, like the body. Yeah. Can I scan? And does he have anything? Like, try to think of, like, if there's like a switch or like a little control thing or something.
Maybe in his
like
hand?
That.
Is
like
one of anything. The bits of his
that would
hand?
Be, you'd have to move over to him. And if you're checking his hands, that'd be an action.
God.
Did people say he used a device to do it, or was that just the theory?
The theory is there's some sort of control mechanism, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and Ludmilla hasn't been saying anything, I mean, pressing
anything.
She's
been giving audible orders.
Yeah, and that's okay. It, and she's got nothing on her body.
Not that, well, she wears jewelry,
yeah.
She has her clothes on her, and she is still actually invisible.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So it's...
Okay.
Yeah, she's just like a shape made of fairy fire and
blood.
Yeah,
pretty
right
much.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, okay. I'm just wondering if, like, you know, have we noticed that her touching, like,
yeah, like touch a button before
or
she...
whatever, but I'm like...
Nothing that you've spotted.
Just wondering, like, do I just head over to the engineer and try and decipher something there? I think that might be the best option.
Give it a crack, man.
I'm going to go towards the engineer.
Uh-huh.
And see if I can find anything on him.
You, picking up his hands, you start flipping through the various different tools. You're going to need to make an arcana check, I guess. You don't know what a lot of these are very complicated tools. You rolled high, though. So you can guess, if you don't know what an item, a tool is, you can at least guess its purpose.
Okay.
Until you come to one tool. It's a golden rod with a blue gem at the end of it. Mm-hmm. This tool has no obvious purpose to you, and it looks like a rod or a wand of some sort. You can tell that there's a magic in it,
mm-hmm.
but the specifics of how it might work are beyond you. So
okay.
you're not sure. You just know that this, if anything were it, it'd be this.
Okay, excellent. I kind of want to, if I hold it,
yeah,
and like, can I feel anything? Is there a communication? If I grab it, I'm torn between crushing it or being like, attack Ludmilla.
You try to extend your consciousness into the gem. As you do so, you recoil with horror. This is it. But when you try to use it, you fuck up how it's supposed to work. And instead of controlling it, you try to become it for a second. And you feel the agony that is its every movement.
Okay.
Mm.
It's just like it hurts, but it doesn't do any damage or anything like that.
Okay. Right. Okay. Cool. Can I smash it?
That, unfortunately, you've spent too much time doing this. Yeah, you can do it on your next turn. But Ludmilla has definitely noticed what you're doing.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
I don't know about this, but if I could use a little bad boy card on you.
Yeah?
Where something of the player breaks.
Absolutely. Give me the bad boy card.
Hell yes.
That rules. That's a great use of that card.
Fuck yes. That's awesome. Something important to the player's break. This could not fit the description better.
When you reach in mentally and you fuck it up in, some might say, the perfect way. The gem shatters. The last remaining automaton reaches backwards with both of its hands, grabs its head, screaming, it crushes its own skull. The automaton collapses forwards, very dead.
Wazza, dude.
All right, that will be your turn, though, Hector.
That's fine. That is A-okay.
It's the Mooks' turn.
Mook Brigade!
Mook Brigade! They fire a hail of crossbow bolts. Two hits, but Ludmilla is immune to their attacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they're just here for fun now.
Ineffective. Dunk, 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 dunk. The whole way that you were just in, something big and heavy is charging its way down.
Bigfoot Paul.
Bigfoot Paul. Does it have the telltale sound of thuk donk, thuk donk, thuk donk?
It's an even sound.
Okay.
It's something dense, but it's not Bigfoot Paul.
Okay.
The Mooks turn to look in that direction, and you see, because they're still on the hallway,
yeah.
You see looks of horror over their faces. They're about to raise their weapons to attack this new entity when you hear two voices screaming in unison. Gorob and Lushan slam into the Mooks, not to damage them, but pinballing off them. Gorob and Lushan look like a wild hill person.
What happened?
Gone is their regular armor. Instead, they are wearing some sort of elaborate leaf weave clothing underneath bark armor.
What? There's no time.
No.
Lifting the axe, Gaurav and Lushan charge at Ludmilla. What? She says. They attack.
What? There's no time. There's no time to even think about it.
Hit, hit.
There's no time to even contemplate what we're seeing.
Gaurav and Lushan deal 10, 20, 30, 46 points of damage.
Fuck, they're a heavy hitter. Mm. It's crazy how much of a heavy hitter they are.
They really are our MVP.
They truly are. That's why we can never get rid of them.
Yeah.
They stink, but...
With each hit, as Gaurav swings, Lushan runs his hand along the blade and it crackles with electricity. Every swing explodes into Ludmilla's flesh. She starts staggering backwards. It's Piran's turn. Piran lies down.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, wait, no.
He makes
death saving throws. Sorry.
Oh, fuck. What was it? It's not for us. That's okay.
It's Ludmilla's turn. Enough! She calls. She screams. She creates a shimmering, scintillating field all around her. And that is her turn. It's John Cavendish's turn. He unslings his spear, then loads a little ball into it. Crack! 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 The bullets ricochet off the shield. He looks kind of helplessly at the two of you, uncertain of what to do next. It's the Burgermaster's turn. She, putting up a hand, says, "Save your ammunition and time. A wall of force is not so easily penetrated." Stepping into the doorway, you see Tarpos.
Okay.
I kind of just do a look at, like, just nod in her direction. Mm.
I am sorry I left.
It's okay. You have things to do, just like we did.
She steps into the room, looking, and she kind of assesses the situation.
Can you heal the little tiefling man?
Oh, yeah, she can. She helps Piran to his feet. You are hurt gravely. Yes, thank you. Am I? He says. But how did that happen?
Piran, shut up. Eyes on Ludmilla. Take him outside. Can I, while doing this, like sort of like circling around Ludmilla where that teleportation circle is?
Yeah.
And like mess it up?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, we got a trap then at least.
Because I don't want her to chuff
off. Watch as over the course of like a minute, she completely heals again.
Fuck.
I can wait here indefinitely. Can you?
Well, we've got nowhere to be.
No. I think the walls of this city will need your help very soon.
The city will be fine, with or without me.
This entire time, during your little conversation, and while Ludmilla was completely healing, the Burgermaster, slowly she's been making her way around the wall of force. Every now and then she mutters something under her breath and just puts a hand up against it and touches that scintillating field of energy. She finally finishes where she started, and then with that wicked predator smile, a modified version of the spell. It can last longer than most, but it is not, she looks over at Ludmilla, indefinite. I fear, poor princess, that no army will arrive in time to save you. That wipes the smile off Ludmilla's face a little bit, but she still seems determined.
What's the room we're in made of?
Yeah. It's made out of wood for the most part and stone.
Can I... Also,
before you do that...
Yeah.
Metal and stone. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Before you do that, Pip, maybe... Tarpos, do you have any other magics left? I'm looking to my... I guess the insides of my body are currently outside.
She looks you up and down. Hurt? How bad?
I'm pretty bad. So is he. I gesture to Pip.
Yeah, I'm not doing so hot.
Hector, you recover 14 hit points.
It's not nothing. It's
not nothing.
And Pip, she looks over at you.
I lost a lot of blood. Any healing you have, I'd appreciate.
Okay. She casts another healing spell on you as well.
Mm-hmm. This whole type, just like basically like stalking. Like,
yeah,
just I feel like a couple of like a tiger.
Just yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Forth, just like just circling,
this constantly thing. Having my crossbow trained on the big ball.
You recover 19 hit points, Pip. Okay, which nice. Puts you on 35 by my
count.
Great, nice.
Feels good. So, feel healthy.
Helena, this is
Tolmac, Burgermaster, or my lady.
Well, my lady, this is indefinite, you were saying.
Not indefinite. Yeah. The spell, I think, has perhaps only an hour left. Would I be right there, Ludmilla? Ludmilla says nothing, just grits her teeth.
Yeah. A lot can happen in an hour. Tapos. Yeah.
It's funny to just say Tapos.
Yeah.
She, and actually, you just say Tapos, and Tapos. She does nothing. She doesn't know what you're queuing her up for. She, if anything, just looks at you awkwardly.
You can shape stone, right?
Yes. She, now kind of like slowly the cogs are moving. Yes.
Can you crush her?
She looks at Ludmilla, and before Ludmilla is able to react, Tapos, like she's grabbing a comically huge burger. She puts one hand down low, one hand up high, slams them together, and the roof and floor crush Ludmilla. A burst of mist escapes past you and slithers its way down. You lose sight of it immediately. It moves too quickly.
24 hours, I say. 24 hours. And I'll start heading toward the machinery.
Cool. Yeah, we'll start heading towards the machinery. I want to just scoop up that engineer. I'm going to go towards the horse.
Piran just sits. Piran's just going to sit down. In a corner, sits down.
I'll go to Orion first, I guess, before anything else. What the fuck, Adam?
I don't know what you mean. It's like the horse has been skinned and stretched out on a rack.
It's been flayed.
Yeah, except it hasn't. It's all of the horses here.
Mm. What do I know about what? I know.
Yeah.
It's from the realm, like the celestial realm.
Mm-hmm.
I also know that when it dies, it's meant to go back to the celestial
Correct.
Realm. Correct. Mm. What has stopped it from not dying? And if I were to kill it, is it killing it? If I were to put to kill Orion now, is that just Orion over, or will Orion go back to the astral plane? I mean, a lot of this stuff I probably don't know the answer to, but would I be surmising a guess towards?
It's impossible for you to know. Whatever fell magic has done this is beyond your comprehension, your understanding. Right. You can see there's even diagrams. Literally, Ludmilla has in her own writing laid out exactly what she's done. You cannot follow it. It's very high level magic.
Could the Burgermaster?
I asked the Burgermaster, what has she done here?
Your companion has been trapped within the Shadowfell, where we find ourselves, where Barovia sits on the cosmic wheel. There is no afterlife for Orion anymore.
Right.
Their connection to Celestia and the heavenly planes has been severed. They cannot return. The state you find them in currently is an entirely separate experiment. Yeah. A test, something Ludmilla enjoys, I think, to determine the breaking point of a creature, to see how much it can take before dying.
And to put Orion out of his misery, where does he go?
Nowhere.
I think that would be better than here. Can I telepathically commune with Orion?
No, it's been severed completely.
Just put hand up against the skin and just kind of look at
Orion,
look into his eyes, I guess. And
Orion closes his eyes,
and I'll cast Eldritch Blast.
Orion dies.
Right. That one, I want to point to the engineer, tie him up, cuff him, whatever, restrain him, and then take him back to the tavern or a makeshift brig, whatever, prison.
Cavendish looks around at everyone here, thinks to himself. He quickly assigns the mooks to take Piran and the engineer back. Then he, stepping forward, looking at the two of you, we're all a little scuffed up, but the two of you are quite wounded. Are you certain you want to proceed with this?
Well, this is our chance.
The two of you need not be there at the end.
I need to see this one to the end.
All right. Well, it's your choice. Pip, I understand there's a heavy history here for you, but I don't think anyone would say you did not participate today.
I don't think I'd trust anybody else to put the stake in, right?
He smiles like he knows it's kind of a bullshit excuse, yeah. But he just smiles and nods. Very well then. Well, Tarpos, is it? And the two of you, the second the fight is over, the second the fight was over, Gorob and Lushan, you're just now noticing, have taken a knee and are bowing before
something
Tarpos.
Crazy happened while we were away, dude.
Yeah. I don't know what's happened, but they're quiet and I like that.
To the two of you are... We are Tarpos and Gorob, yeah. Knights of Bark, servants of Our Lady Tarpos.
You think you're Tarpos and what?
Tarpos looks at the two of you and gives a shrug like she doesn't really understand it either.
He said his name was Tarpos.
I don't know.
What was your name?
I'm trying not to
what
think
was your name,
it.
Sorry, again? What is your what did you say?
We are Gorob and Lushan. You know who we are.
No, you said your name was Tarpos.
Foolish human.
I don't know.
Human? That's an Azamar. So stupid you could not know that? Oh, Azamar human. Azamar human. Aren't we so magically intelligent? Well, magically intelligent this. Gorob punches both of them in the stomach.
I'm just ignoring this, sitting down and whittling
oh
away his steak.
Oh my god! John Cavendish this takes isn't us happening. Recoils.
I'm like, please, both of you, shut up.
They begin arguing among themselves.
Yeah.
Can I grab them?
Sure.
And just, are they near a wall?
They are, yeah.
I just want to push him up against the wall.
You can try.
I will do my damnedest.
They are so
heavy goods. I just want to do something.
But you grab them. Yeah. You grab them.
I want to be like, can you please, for the love of whatever gods you may or may not believe in, just shut the fuck up and understand the gravity of the situation where thank you for coming in. And thank you for whatever you've done. But please understand that I've lost someone very close to me, that they have been committed absolute horrors, and I need you to be quiet.
Get a good boy card. Gorob and Lushan, for the first time in a long time, are quiet when told to be.
Thank you. Thank you. Tarpos, Gorob, Lushan, what is underneath this abattoir, this temple, is a dragon. It is headless, but it is undead.
Feel its presence. It is... sits on its throne.
Throne of, I assume, meat.
Corruption, rot. Meat, yes.
So what would you want us to do with this dragon?
Dragon is abomination.
So
must be killed.
Can kill this one?
I think so. Not easy, though. Not impossible, though.
No. So we need to go down there, slay this dragon, and stick a vampire in the heart.
Everyone nods?
How does the battle sound?
It's done. Battle's over. You can't hear it.
You know, I say maybe standing up, you know who's good at slaying dragons? Adventurous. You know what Kutri's fucking full of? Adventurous.
Okay, I guess from now, is it, what is the state of everything, to be honest? Like, yeah. What is the state of, I guess, the troops that have taken the abattoir? Like, what's going on?
Can we go kind of everything. I guess...
Because I guess this is right now the calm before... Wow. It's like the calm after the storm, but
storm.
Before another storm.
Yeah.
If only they had a name for that.
The calm between the storms?
You're there in the eye is. Of the storm.
No, I don't think that's right.
That can't be right.
Well, okay. Well, maybe we'll go... Because the actual like main sort of bulk of the abattoir is
safe now, right? Yeah, like we've like inside it, unless you go down to the basement, there's no more combatants or anything like that.
The upper floor and the machinery of the Avatar, yes, is secure. Well, you step out onto the catwalk and gaze down at the crowd of people below you, the army, I suppose. Mm-hmm. It seems a bit more like a rabble, though.
Yeah.
They, like I said, have secured this area. You can see there's a bit of a listlessness, like a now what sort of vibe going through the crowd.
So are these, because I know in Vagabond, there was a bunch of like old adventurers, those like the people that had basically given up hope, all those kind of things. Would they be in amongst these group of people, or are they going back to drinking, or maybe no longer with us in fine Kutchery for reasons undisclosed?
I got a bad boy card.
Oh, man.
You can see that it looks like Bigfoot Paul has kind of lost cohesion of the group. They're just not in any way ordered anymore. Okay. Bigfoot Paul always, or the up until this point, Bigfoot Paul has kept like a level of control enough where, while you might not have considered this a proper standing army, it did have, like, he was giving orders. Orders were being followed. Things were getting done. People weren't just wandering off and doing their own thing.
Yeah. Right.
That has stopped happening.
Is it kind of like without Bigfoot, like the direction of like, take the abattoir, like now that there's kind of no goal left, everyone's like, well, what are we?
Like a kind of dog chasing a car.
Yeah, like, oh, we got it.
A bit, yeah.
Neat. All right.
And are there, like, the old adventurers, did they make up some of Bigfoot Paul's army?
Yeah, there's a mix of locals and adventurers and the Burgermaster's soldiers up below you.
Okay. And we're up on high,
Yeah, you're on the catwalk.
If I was, like, to shout, could I be heard over anything?
Probably.
Is there
well,
like, a...
you'd need to be... You would need a loud and commanding voice.
People of Kutchery, we have taken the abattoir. Is there any kind of applause? No? All right. There might have been. Just to see kind of like...
See what the
vibe is.
The crowd hasn't properly noticed you yet. Or people are... Some people are listening, but not everyone is.
Can I do a big whistle? Like a big... to get everybody's attention?
You do as good a whistle as you can.
That's embarrassing. I tried.
Can I... Oh, we have so little good boy cards. Can I just use, how'd I do that? I cast a cantrip, I don't know. Can I use Thaumaturgy?
Yes, absolutely.
Nice.
Fantastic. People of Kutchery, we have taken the abattoir, but this is not where we stop. The day is not yet over. Some of you are adventurers. Some of you were born here. Some of you have just ended up here. But something that unites us is that we have taken this place. We have made a stand by choice. Some of you may think that your glory days were behind you. Some of you thought that maybe I will happily end my days at the bottom of a glass. Some of you, while you were here, relied on prophecy and destiny to guide you. But destiny is for the undecided. This town used to be a sanctuary, a fortress for heroes, for dragon knights sworn to protect until they were corrupted. Corrupted by the devil, corrupted by darkness, corrupted by the unwillingness to act. Now, this town could be yours, but there is one thing standing in your way. And this will take a great risk and a lot of faith. There is an undead dragon underneath where we are standing. And I am Hector Dragonsbane. And I need a lot of dragon slayers. Who is with me?
It's quiet at first. And then from behind you, John Cavendish with his weapon starts slamming the butt of it into the catwalk beneath you.
I'll get my crossbow and Durax crossbow and start slamming it into the catwalk as well, into the railing.
Slowly, one by one, members of the crowd below you follow suit until a cacophony of noise rattles this building. And then as one, people start screaming at battle cries in anguish, in anger, in loss, and in just general frustration with the lives that they have led. And then John Cavendish, stepping up behind you, Hector, leaning in. You might want to give them a literal destination.
I look out at the crowd. Let's tear down the machinery and let us go kill that dragon. And I want to, like, point towards the back of the, I guess, the back of the abattoir where all the meat would just kind of be funneled into there. And I'm, like, just gesturing to there. Tear down the machinery, and basically, if we can, using that, maybe even build, like, a makeshift ladder down.
Oh, that's cool.
There's not a lot of order to what's happening below you. Your orders of tearing down the machinery and going below, those are clear and obvious enough objectives, especially the destroy the machinery thing.
That one happens
almost instantly.
That's great.
The entire machinery of the abattoir, every element, every station, every device is torn apart like hungry animals tearing into a carcass. It's all hands and weapons swinging and grabbing and tearing and sometimes, yes, biting.
do I know if we have enough, like, even, like, without saying, hey, let's get some of the metal and whatnot to make it. We have, like, ropes and everything like that. So if they're just like, yeah, I guess I want the crowd in a little bit of a frenzy, in a little bit of that kind of, like, wanting to keep this going. Maybe just, you know, John Cavendish or if Bigfoot Paul, like, right, let us get as many ropes and anything that we can actually make accessible for us. The ground, like, stone?
Stone. Tile and stone.
Can Tarpos
make a slope?
Yeah. Help?
No, she can't.
Okay.
She can't. It's too much stone for her to shape.
Fair.
Well, we need to get away down there. Let us start building. Let us start grabbing ropes and anything we can.
Your group gingerly makes your way down from the catwalks because Pirin has destroyed all of the little circles that allow one to hover down. So you gingerly make your way down that way. And then once on the ground, Cavendish, the Burgermaster start organizing and corralling people. And Bigfoot Paul is still here, so he does that as well. And Iona as well, actually. All four of them begin fanning out into different sections of the crowd and then doing what they can to organize people. A bunch of ropes are brought forward. People force the doors to the machinery open, allowing you, the first time, a good view down into the depths of the cathedral. It seems to stretch for eternity. No matter how far your dark vision is, it eventually cuts out.
Okay.
You see what looks to be an endless conveyor belt descending into darkness. The conveyor belt, even though it has not been operable for an entire day, is still slick and stained with the blood of countless creatures.
Okay.
Can I have made some things while Hector was giving his speech?
Absolutely not.
Fair enough. I get it. I would have liked to have made a elixir, let's say, that provides me protection from damage and energy using some lichen hide, water, and a devil's horn.
You succeed.
Nice. I would like to combine a Frankenheart, ruby, and essence of piercer to make some undead bane arrows.
You succeed.
Sweet. And I would like to combine an angel feather, some more essence of piercer, and a garnet to make a healing elixir with an enhanced effect from the garnet.
You succeed.
Great. I give that to Hector. Thank you. Drink up. Well done.
I give that a big swig.
You recover 23 hit points.
Nice. Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tapos, is it possible for you to turn into some sort of flying creature or something to get down there so we can see what we're dealing with while we are constructing as many rope and ladders as we can?
Maybe. What do down?
Just to have a look. We need to know kind of what is there.
Don't want to be sending
these people to
everybody,
their doom.
Ourselves, yeah. Just straight into, say, like, you know, the open maw of it. You know,
wow. Down the neck hole.
Neck hole. Yeah. Of the dragon.
Okay. Can go look.
Yeah. Do not engage. Yeah. Try not to be seen. We need you to be back to tell us to look after
right.
yourself.
Right. Okay. She turns into a rat and then scurries down.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. We'll keep doing that.
We'll keep making ladders and
that, 'cause I think we're gonna. Yeah, we don't want just to have one person at a time kind of thing.
Just feed you one at a time into the throat. Yeah. All right.
Can I start explaining while we're making the ladders to the crowd, basically, everything about what it takes to fight something undead? That radiant damage is important. That fire can be helpful. Mm-hmm. Try not to go for piercing damage. Those of you with spears, get a sword. Bludgeoning's probably good. Chop off their arms if you have to. Well, chop off its arms if you have to. Try and impart that on the crowd to give them an idea of what they're coming up against, you know?
We do know a little bit about... We know a lot about dragons, a lot about the undead. Is it just like, bludgeoning is probably the best option there. Magical, if we can. Try to get the resistance past it.
Yeah.
Radiant. And then, everybody watch out for its tail.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Just to give everybody that little leg up so they're not surprised when we get down there.